we had to resort to it at times. I mean, they don't want us to talk to anybody who's a potential enemy. But did we talk to Stalin in World War II? Did we finally talk to Khrushchev? Kennedy talked to Khrushchev when they were on the verge of a nuclear exchange. And at least Kennedy called him up and said, what can we do? Well, you take weapons out of our borders, we'll take them off your borders. I mean, what is wrong with that? I mean, that you can talk to people, even people who are our enemies, so to speak, and come together and solve some of these problems. But we end up doing something like that with China. China, how many millions of people have they killed when they were radical communists? So Nixon finally said, let's talk to them, let's start trading with them. And we ended up doing much better. There's still a lot of problems in trade and whatnot, but that's a lot better than killing each other. But you know, the decade I was drafted was in the 60s. I was drafted during the Cuban crisis, and of course the Vietnam War was going on then as well. But after 10 years there, a little bit, and then it escalated, it was up until the 70s before that was solved. The French were in there a decade before that. They estimate maybe 1 million Vietnamese were killed. And we lost 60,000. And we finally had to leave under terrible conditions. What did that have to do with our national defense and national security? Nothing. All that did was drain us and usher in a horrible economic decade of the 1970s where we had a lot of inflation, a lot of unemployment. But just think, instead of happening what they had predicted, they said, if we weren't there, there would be a domino effect of the communists taking over that whole world. Well, the Chinese sort of became westernized. They had to do something. Now they're our bankers, you know. And then the Vietnamese, now we talk to the Vietnamese. We trade with them. We travel over there. And just think how much had been achieved in the last several decades compared to the wars that went on. I just don't understand why we have resorted to this effort that we have to solve everything by war and fighting and killing. Yes, you have to defend this country. When you're attacked, you better be ready. And the process is there. But we should not allow our presidents to go to war without a proper permission from the Congress. And I will promise that as president, I would never go to war without permission from you through the Congress with a declaration.